Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Basilica Soundscape is a three-day festival of sound, sight, and taste in Hudson, New York this weekend. It's a curated program featuring a wide range of music, visual art, and literature that aims for specific connections and overlaps. The musical menu includes Michael Chapman, Julia Holter, Endless Boogie, Deaf Heaven, White Lung, Magical Cloud, solo sets from Richard Reed Perry of Arcade Fire, playing material from his upcoming solo album, and The Swans doing a two-hour set. Basilica Hudson's creative director, Melissa Oftemare, joins us, formerly of Hole and Smashing Pumpkins. She is here along with Brian Duran, a co-programmer of Basilica Soundscape, and Pitchfork senior editor and director of Saturday's events, Brandon Stosoy. Brandon, am I saying your last name correctly?
You're pretty close. Brandon Stosy.
Stosy.
That's a pretty good job, yeah.
Okay, great. We actually, that was collectively of us trying to figure out what the correct pronunciation is. So, Stosy. Excellent.
Yeah, it's an ongoing thing.
I would imagine, and I thank you very much for helping us and working us through this issue. It's a great pleasure to have you all with us this morning. Melissa, let us begin with you. I remember you coming on and first talking about this when this was all brand new, and here we are in the third year?
Yeah, it's our third year with Pitchfork and our fourth year with Brian. It's actually our fourth year in the building. So we got Basilica, the building, the beast in question in 2010, and we right away had a music event. So it's our fourth, but it's our third year with Brandon as the extra creative punch.
Okay, so the beast in question, I just have to ask you about that because this is really cool. I mean, this is, it's an old train station, right?
It's an old forging foundry for steel railway wheels. So it's at a factory. It's an 1880s massive factory on the Hudson River right by the train station. Anyone who's ever taken the train from New York to Albany sees it as you come in. It's that beautiful brick building to... Yeah. You know, across from the river.
Is it an acoustical dream or a nightmare?
It's a dream if you program it right. So we really aim to get sounds and visuals. Everything we program at the Basilica is aimed to be either enhanced by the space or to enhance the space. So it's a boomy yet not a total nightmare, but it does have ambience. Yes.
Yes.
It's not great for. I mean, imagine it'd be amazing for a cappella and loud. Loud things that don't need precision.
But that doesn't hamper you in any way.
No, I think people just go with, it's about the mood. The space really creates a mood, whether it's empty or full of 1,000 people. It's just got this large, there's a reason why it was named the Basilica. It feels like you walk into a church and you can imagine the sound in a church. It's kind of, it's echoey, but it's beautiful.
So, Brian, tell us a little bit about what you try for in Soundscape and in the programming of it.
Well, I specifically go for, I feel like there's a lot of attention deficit issues in life these days, and I try to make the night encompass a whole evening. So you come in and you start and want to hear everything all the way to the end. I've said, I feel like it's more like a novel rather than a magazine. I don't want you to just read over it and take off. I want you to get involved, get interested, and see the whole thing.
Immerse yourself.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And Brandon, where do you come in the the Pitchfork senior editor and director? How do you come into the programming of this?
When they first asked me to be a part of it, I had met Brian. And he'd attended this event that I had done with Matthew Barney, the visual artist, out at Matthew's studio. And it was this event that was a music event in some sense, but also had visual art happening and readings and all this other stuff. So when he and Melissa asked me to come on board, I kind of saw a way of continuing that sort of style of shows where it's a music event of some sort, but also has these other elements and becomes more multimedia. And so continuing that with these nights, which is why there's, on Saturday, the readings and the visual art throughout the whole weekend. But just a way of doing an event that's atypical and not the usual festival and also just not the usual show. You sort of have the space to do that here, which is great. And it's something that's we don't really do with our other with Pitchfork proper festivals like the festival we have in Chicago or the festival we do in Paris, it's just a different kind of thing. And in Chicago, there's 20,000 people coming a day, and it's in a park, and it's more of here are these bands that we're interested in, but you're not necessarily seeing them overlap. It's like Brian's saying, it's less of all the bands being woven together in some way, and more just here are these bands that Pitchfork is excited about. And so Basilica is more this carefully, really carefully curated thing where each band stops, another one starts, and they all really do flow together.
And that was always your hope, right?
Yeah, I mean, for Basilica in general, like when we, you know, I feel like carefully curated is probably the most overused word right now, with actually a lot of Hudson seems to be using that kind of, which in a good way, because there's nothing wrong with being carefully curated, but in all that we do, whether it's a visual art event or even an educational lecture or partnerships with certain people, is it's a very sensitive attention to details that it's got to be a holistic, I mean, basically, we wouldn't just put a band in that was a, didn't, even if we loved the band, if there didn't have any sense to the theme. And it's just having a moment to actually really be delicate with what you're trying to do. All these things sound very precious that I'm saying, but it's true. It's true.
So is it one of those things that you know it when you see it and or hear
it's
it?
That's a good question.
In the sense that you know what you're looking for and you go to a group to fill that void, or you know that you'd like that group and that, and then it sort of just starts to gravitate.
That's a good question. I feel like it is more like, I mean, it sounds absurd, but being the only woman in this interview, I'm allowed to say it, that on the Friday night while Brian was throwing all these ideas around, I was like, but who's the woman? I was like, where is the woman on Friday? We can't. There was that moment where Julia Holter came in based on, we all agreed she was good, but it wasn't like, let's fit Julia Holter. It was actually who can be an experimental, unique woman to acoustically bring an interesting message in on Friday. And that's why she just kind of came onto the list based on that was a particular moment that I thought was important to fill of who's the lady. And that's an example, but it is intuitive, and it is even on a almost more practical sense. A lot of the bands that are coming are doing it for the same love that we're doing it. It's the anti-festival, and that it's an anti-money gig. It's a tiny capacity. It's very intimate. No one's coming here to like make a buck. They're all coming here to be part of an experience, and so is the audience. You know, it's an affordable ticket, but regardless of that, it's people are coming to see the whole thing. Like Brian said, it's and even like the local artists that are participating in some of the nooks and crannies, like we work on the details. Tony, my partner in the building and in life, he's a filmmaker, and we make sure that there's like video installations tucked away so that if you're wandering through this beautiful building, you're not just watching the band or going to the amazing organic food court or having an incredible beer or watching a reading. You're finding yourself in a tiny little corner of the gallery space where there's an art film playing that you might never have heard of that person, but you're discovering attention to the details. That's all. I mean, it's...
And something to what Melissa says, where the bands are definitely in it for the love of the event and knowing what the Basilica soundscape is about. And a good example is Magical Clouds are currently on tour with Lorde. And I looked at their tour schedule and noticed they had a day off, and I figured they might be somewhere in the area, and just kind of reaching out and saying, would you want to play this? And then saying, yeah, we were going to drive to New York, but we'll drive to Hudson instead, and we'll play this show, and then get back on our tour with Lorde. So it's one of those things where they are really going out of their way to play it, just because they've heard good things about it and are interested in it. And they could have very easily said, you know, let's take the day off between this tour and rest a little bit, but instead they wanted to play the show.
And I guess this question is for both Melissa and Brian, and that is that when you're searching for unique, is it a concern to be over unique?
Interesting. I think actually we have that problem with Basilica all the time, even our film programming, for example. I sometimes get emails from my mother who gets our newsletters in Montreal. She's like, is that over my head? I'm like, I know it is a little obscure and it is experimental, but we are. That's a good question.
I think, yeah,
Brian?
we ran into that. We had this conversation this year when we were, you know, because this is the first year that it's sold out prior to Doors. And so we had to take into account, like, well, what will get people into the building?
That's
what
true.
Will people into the event? And it was like, okay, who's kind of popular now, who's going to fit into the idea of the night? And
right,
like you were saying earlier, like it's not about money. Actually, we tried to give away beer. We tried to make this thing amazing as possible. we don't. I personally, and I think I can speak for everyone involved. It's about the night and the music meshing, and not about people coming in, hearing their favorite song, and walking off. Like Magical Cloud's probably playing this because he doesn't want to hear Lord for the fifth night in a row, and he's hopefully excited by that.
Mm-hmm. I think too. I mean, for the Saturday event, for the second I saw the space when Melissa and Brian first showed it to me, I thought a band that popped into my head was Swans, and had actually tried to get them last year, and the timing just wasn't right for them. They were touring, and they were in Eastern Europe at the time, and so that was just like, you know, for me personally, as a huge fan of Swans and someone who's loved Swans since I was a teenager, I just thought I would love to see Swans play in this space. And I think maybe that's part of it too. We're just, you know, someone had asked me recently, you know, what would you do if you could, you know, curate a dream festival? And really, Basilica Hudson is that for me, where you can find a band and say, you know, just personally as a fan, I would love to see Swans in this giant factory. It's sort of almost as if that was built for them to play.
The building really actually does dictate, and back to sort of me being the one on the macro building picture, and that really, I did not move to Hudson, New York to start a music venue or an art venue. I moved to Hudson, New York to be inspired and live a life as an artist. And then there's this incredible building that stares at me from my home window. And one day that building was offered to me and Tony. And we couldn't say no, because it's actually a work of art in itself. The building is the leader of it in all of our programming, and in Basilica Soundscape too. There's certain bands that just like summon the same sort of like epicness as the building, and you kind of want to like build around that, and you kind of trust that anyone who's going to walk in, like no band who arrives for soundcheck on Friday or Saturday will be disappointed. If they've never been in that building, you feel lucky to be a part of it, because the building in itself, which I can get into another time, but like the 1880s Industrial Revolution in America at its peak of development, and its downfall that has taken since then, and everything being shipped out. You want to help reclaim that dream and bring, you know, instead we're filling it with experimental music and people, but it is the same spirit of let's build something. Let's make something that it doesn't exist in this country right now. And it's sort of, that's a bigger part of the message, but there's something about that building that you're paying respect to that part of the American spirit, where people worked their asses off to make this country this amazing thing that it is. And that building, you just look at it, it's a monument to that, and you want to serve it.
And also that realization that it could fall and into a irreparable decline if you don't step in.
That's true, absolutely.
Think of how many of those buildings that we've lost.
There was dozens on that which was the former Hudson South Bay. There was dozens of those buildings, and this one miraculously survived, and we'd like to fill it with really special things.
And certainly very, very special things that are being put in the space, especially over these 3 days. So walk us through the festival Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
So Friday, we'll start with Michael Chapman, who is basically started in 1968 folk revival in London. I think it was Essex, actually, doing an acoustic set. And then it goes into Endless Boogie, which is a psych rock band fronted by a guy who looks like he should have been in the Ramones, but was too good for them or something. And then into Julia Holter, who is just an amazing solo performer. She's going to be doing a solo set. Then it goes into a gamelan, Dharmaswara, which is an 18-person ensemble from New York playing the gamelan instrument, which is a Indonesian traditional instrument. Segue into Tim Hecker, a Montreal-based ambient noise performer who should be doing a pretty intense set visually and acoustically. And then finished with Richard Reed Perry doing...
Another Montrealer.
Another Montrealer. Yeah, a lot of Canadians in this one. doing his... It's performers... He's with Y Music, which is a chamber ensemble out of New York, performing with a stethoscope and... listening to their own heartbeats and their breathing and performing to that. So it's a very, it'll be an in-the-moment performance with that.
And we hear that too?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like you hear it. It's
amplified. Well, they're playing to their own sounds. So you're kind of, the idea is to make the whole room sort of feel the same way. So it's a very interesting idea. I hope that it works out.
they're rehearsing day of in Hudson, but we support the experimental idea. I mean, like,
definitely.
That's
Well, that brings up an interesting point. We only have about a minute left, but yeah, there's experimental. So some of this is you just cross your fingers and hope that it works because it sounds good on paper, right?
And you all have faith together, the audience, the organizers, and you're just jumping off a cliff together. And but that's just in this day and age of everything being so perfectly packaged and so perfectly preconceived and had there's a level of unknown, and that's definitely what's going on in Hudson in general, but at the Basilica and with the spirit of this event. But I know we have no time left, but Sunday, even though we just jumped over Brandon, Saturday is the Loud with Feminist Screaming reading, which I'm really excited about.
No, go, you know what? just go with it.
Give the Saturday so I can give the Sunday.
Sure. So Saturday starts with Melissa Broder, who's a poet from Los Angeles. And I'll just be quick. And Emily, after her is Emily Rio, who's a New York dream pop musician who's really a big part of the underground DIY scene and around the area, and is sort of an activist and interesting person. And Guardian Alien after that, also from the New York area, featuring Greg Fox, who's an amazing drummer, who is also plays in a lot of other bands. And he'll be doing some special performances, solo performances, too, throughout the night. Magical Clouds, who we were talking about before. Another poet, Mira Gonzalez, who's Mira is from L.A. as well, so we have a couple Los Angeles folks. Then we have Mish, who's the singer of White Lung. She's going to do a reading. She's a writer as well. She's also Canadian. Meredith Graves, who is the vocalist for the band Perfect Pussy. She's
upstate
going to be reading. Yeah, she's from upstate New York. Mm-hmm. And then White Lung will be performing, who are a punk rock band from Vancouver. And then Deaf Heaven, kind of like Explosions in the Sky meets black metal kind of band, who are from Los Angeles as well. They just relocated from San Francisco. And then closing it out with Swans, who will play a full set, which for me is exciting because normally when they play festivals, they get these abridged sets, so they're going to get to do their full thing.
And then Sunday.
Sunday, all ages, free entry. Brunch. We have an incredible, talented in-house chef who runs the educational department based in the Basilica called Kite's Nest. But this woman, Nicole Labou, who comes from the slow food movement in San Francisco, Alice Waters, real foodie thing on Sunday. Incredible brunch made by her. She's also cooking all weekend, too, at the festival. But a brunch and a preview of our Basilica Farm and Flea Thanksgiving holiday market, which was last year was our first year, and it was one of the biggest, most successful events we've ever had there. Over Thanksgiving, 3,500 people came to buy like local makers, farmers, crafted goods. And we're having a preview of it on Sunday afternoon, 11 to 4 at Basilica this Sunday.
Basilica Soundscape is a 3-day festival of sound, sight, and taste in Hudson, New York. It happens this weekend. You can find out more by going to basilicahudson.com. Basilicahudson.com. Melissa, Brian, Brandon, thank you so much for being with us. Have an awesome weekend.
Enjoy it.
Yeah, thank you.
Best of luck. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.